Blog Talk Radio.
Mission Unstoppable.
Guerrilla coach Frankie Picasso is a rebel with a cause.
Mission Unstoppable.
Live life on Mission Unstoppable. And every day is an adventure. Here she is, Frankie Picasso.
With Mission Unstoppable. Mission Unstoppable.
Mission Unstoppable.
Good evening there. This is the Unstoppable Coach, Frank Gasso, and you're about to go on a mission Unstoppable. I am part of the Coaches Voice family of coaches where we coach the planet and change the world one day at a time. Tonight I'm here with noted British hypnotherapist Sam Weller, who happens to be a master hypnotist, as well as the director of training of clinical and medical hypnosis, life solutions, and also my partner in a new venture we are calling Positive Meltdown. We know how difficult it is for some people to lose weight. In fact, we know that there is an epidemic of obesity in North America. Sam was trained by the legendary Boyne at the Hypnotism Training Institute of Los Angeles in California, and here he is to talk about weight loss and hypnosis. Good evening, Sam. How are you? Thanks for joining. It's kind of late where you're coming from. He's calling from London.
Good evening, Frankie. Yeah, it's
everything's pretty good here. You know, our topic this evening is going to be about weight loss and self-esteem because they're invariably linked. You know, if you're overweight and you live in North America, chances are, you have a self-esteem problem. But more than that, you probably have a health problem. Because according to the World Health Organization, obese-related ailments afflict more than 115 million people in the developing world. And that is up essentially from none to generations. And by 2030, these diseases are, as a group, are projected to be the number one cause of poor people around the world. So that's not just America. That is the world. Wow.
It's a major problem over here because it's deemed that about 1 in 3 people, 1 in 3 in the United Kingdom will be obese.
People obese. And they're saying 2/3 of Americans are also overweight. So I think we're looking at the same statistics worldwide happening. You know, people are gaining weight. They're gaining weight, and there's a reason for it. And there's a social and a psychological consequence to obesity, I believe. And I think the worst now is that 60% of children overweight are between 5 and 10. That's awful.
It's staggering with those chips showing up problems in the future.
Absolutely.
I'm now predicting over here, this side of the pond, that for the first time that children will live longer than their parents. That's staggering. That's what happened in generations.
Yeah.
At that time, there's the epidemic. It is reckoned that the children will die before the parents. Now, that's never been known. People are literally their graves with a teeth.
Oh, my gosh, that's just awful. If you want to call tonight, the number is 646-595-3741. We'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about are overweight, have been overweight, need to lose weight, ever been on a diet, hate dieting. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts on it. Let us know how difficult or easy it has been for you. And if you've ever tried hypnosis, give us a call. We want to know what your experience has been using hypnosis. And we'll tell you a little bit more a bit later on about what we're doing, Positive Meltdown, and how we can help others like yourself and even myself, you know, lose weight because I'm doing it too. Nobody is immune to food. especially a woman. But during a certain time of a month. Interesting fact, Sam. The overweight, ethnically, the risk of being overweight is highest among Mexican-American kids. I find that very interesting. From age 2 to 19, 41%, and more than 5 and 10 points higher than their non-Hispanic white, which is 35%, and non-Hispanic, 30%. So that's kind of an interesting statistic. I'm not sure why that is. But so there's something to raise.
I don't know. It's a difficult term, whether it's generic, whether it's to do with lifestyle, education, or lack of education, whether it's to do with poverty, whatever. But we have the same in England, so much ethnic groups, but in certain areas of the country, such as in Glasgow and areas like that, more economically deprived. They're more obese, they're more overweight. They have a lot of education, lots to do with type of food they eat, you know, sort of fatty foods, sugary foods, quick instant foods. People aren't taking the time to, you know, sit down at a meal table, prepare a proper meal. And therefore, what's known as junk food, and that's just piling on pounds.
But it doesn't matter, does it, what race you are? The hypnosis is still going to work for you.
No, the race has nothing to do with it. But okay, the way process works is that you feel good about doing the things that you know. Because in most cases, with most people, people know what they should be doing when it comes to dieting. They know what they should and shouldn't be.
Right.
But nevertheless, they still eat the wrong things because they feel like it. So what hypnosis does, it realigns their feelings in a more positive state. They feel good about things
that they should. And I think you said the important thing there, the feeling. They felt like eating something. They felt like it. And that's a psychological, that's an emotional reaction, isn't it? Emotional reaction to something that might be happening in their life, you know, around poor self-esteem, discrimination, depression, reasons why we eat food. But physiologically, the conditions that are going to affect you, the hypertension, possibly high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, gallbladder, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea. You know, that's a scary one. And some cancers, such as endometrial, breast, and colon, are caused by obesity. Nothing to sneer at. It's not how you're fat. It's we really need to help get this off because this is a physical death threat, a premature death threat.
Studies over here have shown that being obese is dangerous from smoking, and therefore it's deemed that an average smoker who smokes, and it smokes 20 cigarettes a day, whatever, could be taking 10 to 12 years off their life. However, someone that's obese could be taking 15 years off their life.
Wow.
And study comes before to show just how dangerous it is to be that overweight, and therefore, when you think about it, it's rather alarming to think that smoking is safer than being that obese and overweight. What it does, it encourages people to keep smoking because they're worried if they stop smoking, put on the weight, but they keep smoking.
Right, right. Well, luckily, we have a program for both. Luckily enough. 646-595-3741. Give us a call. The emotional issues that can trigger CD could be child sexual abuse. Weight gain can be an effort to keep others away. Childhood emotional neglect, substituting food for milk. You know, oftentimes we choose food. It makes us feel loved. Traumatic childhood eating patterns. Overeating to make sure you had enough in case the food ran out. That's eating like, you know, a prison population. I've seen my kids do that. Eating quickly in order to the table. You know, something's going on. There's a TV show. And overeating to rebel against perfect parents as a show of independence.
Many reasons, but there's a common denominator going from pain to pleasure. Somebody feels stressed, they feel less pain, they want to feel more good, and therefore they'll have the
friction. Right.
Feel better, right? And having some instant gratification. And all that does is that they eat too much, sleep on it, put on weight, get on the scale the next day, 20 pounds heavier, feel more depressed, cycles will start all over again. Comfort eating is, you know, one of the main reasons why people are overweight, so take us again issues, and as much that things that happen in your childhood
right.
cause sort of instability, emotional realignment, you know, what's that? Eating almost the way it's stable, feel better about themselves, it's that instant gratification. I don't get very Freudian about it, but and that's what the advertisers do when they food they produce from the sugary food, things like that.
Right.
They're there to get that instant fix, that instant gratification, instant hit, whatever. And the thing is, it's a question of being able to wean off that so that, you know, food, but it's a lousy master.
Yeah.
And we don't live to eat, you know, we need to live. It's getting that balance, but also because we live in a society, there's so much of everything, but people see so much of everything, they eat it all, and what happens, they override it once. So once upon a time, you could even leave it and still full the table. Now people eat 2 or 3 plates worth, and they'll go back for more. I mean, it's like when you go to these diners,
a buffet,
as much as they like. Now it really puts me off. I don't eat much when I. People go back and back because they can eat all that food.
Right.
They pile their plates high. It's $5, eat as much as they like. And they pile plates. There's no thought given to, you know, eating a certain amount or the right food. It's just pack as much in as you can.
Right.
So I'm surprised about so many people that are obese.
And there are people. So they're daily, you know, for $5, I mean, here it's like $25, but I do know in the U.S. and differences, you can go to a buffet and chow down for $5. And mostly, you know, it's the cheap food that they give you, and the cheap food is the fattening food, of course, because the vegetables cost lots of money.
Yeah, I remember being on holiday years ago in Florida with my parents-in-law, wife, and brother-in-law went to a fish restaurant, and I was amazed. It was just... You could eat as much as you liked, and then came back about $5 or something.
Yep.
And I was staggered when I saw people, what they piled on their plates, and, you know, every which way to get as much food on that possible. It's almost as if going to the table, falling off their plates, and then going back for more. And I'm thinking, Bryce, how do you eat that? How can you physically? You
know,
how can you eat much? It's over and above what you need. So greed factor and people...
Gluttony. Yeah, it is. And we do eat with our eyes. We do eat with our eyes. I know with my own kids, you know, I did an experiment not that long ago where I'm going to feed you on a dessert plate instead of a dinner plate. Dinner plates, if you notice, have been getting larger and larger. And so I said, I'm going to feed you on a sandwich plate. It's like a sandwich plate, a dessert plate. And I filled their plate. And I said, don't look at what's on there. Just eat. And when you're done, you can have more if you want more. And, you know, they were full. They said, you know what, Mom, you're right, we're full. We really don't need any more. I said, isn't that amazing? Because if you had, you know, eaten off the large plate, they would have eaten it, and they would have eaten more again. Just, you know, for sure they would have done it. So we do eat with our eyes.
If the plate, they shovel it down. If they ate on a small plate, allow themselves 20 minutes, they would feel full. They wouldn't want to eat anymore, but if the large plate is there, they'll just eat it all down, override their trigger, and they're stuffed. Whereas they could have eaten half as much and felt full and better for it. I mean, when I was a child, I was always told, always the table as if you could eat just that little bit more.
Yes.
Stuff yourself sense with everything you see in front of you. And, you know, it has no appeal for you whatsoever.
You know, it's really interesting. I like to eat with chopsticks. I think it's, you know, it's a kind of a fun way to eat. You get to eat one bit at a time, chew, second, take some more. You can't shovel it in like you can with a fork. And so it does give your stomach that time to say, yep, you know what, I am full. And, you know, drinking the water with you can help give that, you know, feeling of satiety. And knowing that you're eating for health reasons, knowing what you're eating and why you're eating it rather than eating emotionally. And even if you can know they are eating emotionally, that's a good thing too. You know, that's a good thing too. Because then at least you're halfway to understanding something about yourself. You know that you're eating to stuff feelings of anger. You know that you might be eating, you know, to cover unhappiness or some emotional thing. Even out of boredom, you know that you're eating out of boredom. Have you ever stood in front of a refrigerator and looked in and go, I'm hungry, what can I eat? Well, you're not hungry if you're standing there starving. You'd eat something. You're bored. Standing there in front of this cupboard, this refrigerator, going, huh, What can he?
There's so much available in the Second War. There wasn't really so much food around. People were healthier. They were fitter. You didn't see people around them with massive and being so obese and unhealthy. Then there was less food, but people were really healthier and they were a lot fitter by eating less. So we have a surfeit of food, and unfortunately people see it, you know, seafood diet, they see it.
Right. Well, you know, the other issue we can deal with, not only overeating and needing to weight loss, is an anorexia. That's the opposite end. You know, but there's still emotion-led problems. And hypnosis can help you with all of these. And the one of Sam and I do take a two-pronged approach. We take the left brain, right brain coaching and the hypnosis together, and that allows you to feed the subconscious with the positive messaging and look at yourself, where you want to go forward, and address the issues of self-esteem with the coaching so that you have wonderful structure in place to help you be successful.
You're absolutely right. The coaching gives the structure that what somebody has to achieve what they want to do. So that's the left brain side. The right brain side is hypnosis, empowers them and helps them get the feeling to do the thing that they should be doing. And therefore, work extremely well together. One empowers them, and the other one gives them the structure program to do what they should be doing. So it works out perfectly, what we call left brain, right brain.
Sam, we have a guest who says they often being tired for being hungry.
Uh-huh. For being hungry, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's the eating patterns. I mean, it's always best to eat lots of little small meals to keep it up.
Right.
So the key is keep your brain levels up, keep your metabolism up, and that way you actually burn more calories through the day. If you eat nothing throughout the day, your metabolism will dip, and you'll feel tired, and you just have a large meal at night, then your metabolism has got an awful lot of work to burn those calories off, especially if you get to bed early. So if you don't eat, and you're dieting, then you'll feel tired. And remember the word diet, the first three letters are I-E.
Yeah.
So by not eating, people think they'll starve. What by starving, they're losing weight. Now, what happens before you starve, your body will shut down because it will slow the metabolism, preserve the fat. Don't realize what dietitians don't say. It's that the body likes fat. Fat's useful. You starve. It's very cold. It has a very simple function, which the mind still hasn't sort of got out of cave and mouth yet. And therefore, if people don't eat, they only slow that metabolism down. And by reducing metabolism, not to eat again, what happens is your metabolism slowed down to such an extent you put more on and more besides. And that's called the dieting yo-yo. It's 10, you put on 12, use 12, put on 15, 15, put on 18. So over the years, people diet and they put on weight.
Well, yeah, I mean, how many times have you quit your diet? Probably every single time you started one, right? Because it's restricted. Well, yeah, you can't be in a state of dieting, can you? You have to have a change in lifestyle. Diet means that you're doing something for a short period of time. In most people, it means I'm doing this for a little bit until I've done this, and I get to go back. But you don't get to ever go back to your normal eating pattern because you haven't changed your normal eating patterns if you do that. You're going to go and regain that weight, that yo-yo effect that we just talked about. You need to discover, you know, why you ate, the underlying issue that caused your weight gain. Re-educate your subconscious mind about the ideas that have been learned about eating. Like, you know, we need to retrain you, your ideas about it, your beliefs about food, the negative ideas about food, and change to positive thoughts. Let go. Release the weight. A lot of times we hang on to the weight. Our body hangs on to the weight because of an underlying issue. The underlying issue meaning that maybe you don't want to be attracted to the opposite sex. Maybe you don't want to be attracted to yourself. There's something going on there. You know, retrain your patterns.
That's true. It's also the time the body likes fat. Fat's useful. Fat actually can function. We get starvation, burns us calories, it actually protects our body, it keeps us warm. The muscle is cosmetic. Muscle, but doesn't actually serve any useful purpose. It burns up calories. That's why people say the bodybuilder is sometimes so difficult to put on muscle, or I have to turn to steroids. Because the body doesn't want it. The body likes fat, and that's what dietitians don't tell you. For surrendering that fat, there's a key to it, and the key is slow and gradual. If you lose a couple of pounds a week, weight loss will stay off. Lose 12 pounds in the first week, you'll put it all back on. But a couple of pounds a week is slow, it's gradual and natural, working within the body, working with the body, which is the key. But the key thing of all is that it stays off. And once you lose it, it stays off. You haven't got the yo-yo effect, which is very,
yeah,
very
that's
so
the most important
process,
thing.
Slow and natural and effective.
Yeah, everybody wants it to come off quickly. I mean, you know, I had a meltdown out in, and I had somebody wrote me, a young lady called me, she goes, yeah, but how fast can I take it off? Well, how fast did you put it on? You know, how fast you're going to take it off? If you take it off at the standard 1 to 2 pounds a week over a period of time, you will keep it off longer. Yes, you can starve. Yes, you can take it off very quickly, but you're going to gain it double. Guaranteed, you will gain it back double. And unfortunately, there is, everybody wants to, you know, get rich quick, get your weight off fast. You can do that for very limited time. However, no matter what diet you do, I don't care if it's Atkins, if it's, you know, Weight Watchers or Craig or whoever it is that you're doing, at the end of a year, I don't care about the first week, 3 months, at the end of a year, it will average out 2 pounds a week. All of them average out to 2 pounds a week. That is all your body can do. And if you were to do it for a year, you would that you would not be gaining that back because you would have retrained your body to eat in a modified manner. The purpose, what the hypnosis does is it takes that monkey off your back. It allows conscious to reprogram, to look at positive visioning, and it helps you that certainism. It brings it back to a set point. Whatever we have decided to want away, and that's a choice that you make yourself, it will get back to that set point so that there is fighting your just there's no fighting willpower because now it's on your side. Now it's there to help you. And there's nothing worse than, you know, battling that willpower because you can only do it for so long and then you give up and you say, ah, screw it, I'm just going to eat whatever I want now. So when you have hypnosis, when you have that helping you, it becomes your friend instead of your foe. And you retrain beliefs about eating, you retrain your habits, your patterns, and you believe that you are a thin person. You're not a fat person, you're a thin person. We're going to let that thin person out. We're going to let them come out and play. And all of the things that have been bothering you, we're going to address with the coaching. The hypnosis is going to address the subconscious that's going to allow you to look at it in a different way, to take smaller amounts, to choose the kinds of foods that you know you can eat. We're not going to tell you what to eat and how to diet. You already know that. You're smart enough to know what you can eat. We are just going to help you to smaller amounts. Go ahead.
People, they can put on, you know, several stone, and it takes years to do it. But because we live in an age that's fast, easy, they expect to be able to lose it instantly and easily. And no, it doesn't happen that way. You've put it on over the years, and therefore it takes time to actually get it off. It's never easy about it or instant. And that's the great lie that a lot of diets and programs of the soul and what have you. Easy, instant. You know, this diet, that diet, whatever fat there is. None of them, those diets actually work with me. And that's why they don't work. And ultimately, people may lose the weight quickly. Good, I lost it. But the minute they get back to it all goes back on because the key is the relationship with food.
Right.
That's the key. The relationship is the lifetime relationship. It is one of permanent diet and denying yourself because if you do that, you will feel miserable forevermore. So it's all about having the correct balance and the right relationship with food. When you can eat food, it's, you know, one of the gifts of life, which is forevermore. But you enjoy it. You're not shoving it away and just eating and eating and eating. and they just, you know, the trigger point goes, and then the cycle of trying to lose it and lose it to damage your health, your metabolism. Oh, I just, you know, it's a vicious cycle.
You said something really important. And that was that we live in this age where it's so fast, we demand things so quickly that we demand this too. It's instant. We don't like it, we get rid of it, we buy a new one. We don't like people, we get rid of them. You know, you do this, you do that. Just, hey, you know what? We just get rid of everything.
Disposable.
Yeah.
But it's not quite the opposite.
And the other thing, though, Sam, is, you know, when we hypnosis for anxiety, or we do hypnosis for, you know, no smoking or any of these things, those are still things that you can avoid. You cannot avoid eating. We have to eat. And that's what makes it much more difficult.
Weight loss is tougher because direct smoking, for instance, somebody will stop smoking, but you cannot stop eating.
Right.
And that's important. Redefine your relationship with food, because you know your relationship with food is going to last for a lifetime. It's not something that you can just stop. And in that respect, smoking is a lot easier than you see the other, in as much that you stop the food, you don't have the one session of therapy, stop eating, and then you're going to practice it, and then eat again. So the important thing is getting that balance right. So you can actually, and if you get the balance right, you can actually really enjoy it.
Right.
You know, you appreciate what you're eating, you taste it, less is more, this type of thing, as opposed to just seeing it and gulping it down. Getting very lean. A lot of people eat their meals much of the time, but do they really know what they're eating? You can put garbage in front of them, shove it down, because they're watching a soap opera or something.
Well, when you're watching television and you're eating, you actually are eating in a trance. You're eating under hypnosis, you're self-hypnosis while you're watching television, but you don't even know that you're eating. What can hypnosis do for you to lose weight? Well, it can help you lose your taste for fattening foods. It can help you feel full sooner. You can lose your appetite for fats. You can crave the food. We can help you speed up your metabolism. And if you're one of these people that has to put salt on everything, we can help you lose your taste for salt. And condiments and all sorts of things.
Can help you retrain.
Right.
And get back to natural, normal eating patterns. And so much is lifestyle, because people used to sit at the table to eat, didn't they? Families sit, they would talk, they would eat at the table. Who does that now? People eat a snatched meal, or it's fast food, or they're sitting at the television. Attention. Quite frankly, they haven't got a clue what it's eating. That's certain. One of the joys of a family would be getting together, sitting around the table, discussing things. You'd be focusing on what you're eating. You'd be eating slowly.
Right.
You wouldn't just be chewing it. You wouldn't just be sitting there, a TV meal on your lap, watching the TV, and just shoveling it away.
Well, you know, that's really interesting that you said that. That's interesting, again, that you said that, because we did used to have bigger meals, I think, more, you know, you started off with soup, and then you had, you know, your salad, a main meal, maybe, you know, a sixth course, but you did it over a period of time. You did it over a couple of hours. You sat with the family, you chatted, you talked. Food was, you know, slowly consumed. Now, if you have and it's a big if, you even get to sit down with your family on a given night and eat with them, it's shoveled in so quickly, everybody's ready to rear off because appointments to go to, food it's almost not even enjoyed. You know what's going in their mouths, it doesn't matter what goes in as long as it's, you know, lots of it, copious quantities, and they're gone.
Yeah, it could be hurt, you know, it could be cattle feed going in there, people wouldn't notice because they're not focused on it. They're watching television, whereas if they actually sat at the table, looked at what they're eating, chewed their food, time over it, enjoyed it, digested it, they'll actually eat less. Not focused on food. You eat anything that's in front of you, and use a lot more. You know, one of the, not the only, obviously, it's not that statistic, but it's one of the reasons, I believe, why so many people now are obese.
You know, I feel like we're a bunch of talking heads here. We want to hear your story. We want to hear from you. Tell us what it feels like to be overweight, what it feels like to have to lose weight. The number 646-595-3741. We want to hear your experiences. You know, Sam, I was with my second pregnancy, I had twins, and I gained over 100 pounds. And I remember after that thinking, okay, as soon as these babies are born, you know, I'm going to lose a ton of weight. I just can't wait for that to happen. And I was actually on bed rest for about 5 months because it was like, you know, stuffing the pig. I was only allowed to get up and go to the bathroom and then lie down again. They wanted to make sure that one of the twins gained weight. And so while I was doing that, you know, right after after birth, I thought, okay, two babies, two placentas, all this stuff, I've got to lose, you know, weight. The babies themselves weighed 14 pounds together. Well, I got on a scale a couple of days later. I had lost 3 pounds, 3 out of the 100 pounds. I thought, how can possible? This isn't fair. And then they said, well, you know, that happens. It took 2 years to get that weight off. 2 years of you know, Jane Fonda and doing double exercise and doing all stuff. I was, you know, bigger than a house when I had these kids, and I was bigger than a house after I had them. And it was you know, terribly disappointing. And for my self-esteem, I just, you know, spiraled right down. It was devastating. It was devastating. And I know that when you have that much weight to lose, just think about that much weight to lose. That's the wrong thing to do. You've got to think of it in terms of lose 10%. Just lose 10%, because you know what? Losing 10% does an amazing, amazing result. You know what? It gives you increased energy, fewer aches.
Just a small steps. Where people, I believe, get it wrong is that they think it's all at once to put themselves under too much pressure. If they do lose it, they put it back on quickly, and then they give up. Whereas if they lost slowly and gradually, what happens is that psychologically they think, oh, I think upon something that works, and therefore I've lost X amount over this month or 2 months. I just have to keep going on this track, and I'll do the rest of it. So a lot of it is psychological, actually hitting upon a method that works. A lot of people, when they're dieting, they get either it's not coming off, slow metabolism down, or they're starving, or it's fast weight loss followed by fast weight gain. So it's a lot of it psychological. People know hit upon something that will work, then they feel better for it. They keep with it, and that's the key. And it's not about crushing your teeth, start denying yourself, because what happens there if you do that? When you're under pressure, you break. You go back to old eating habits, you eat more, this type of thing.
We need to talk about hypnosis, because I can hear people out there. I can hear you. I can hear you saying, I would never be able to hypnotize. They have this vision of, you know, the clock, the watch going back and forth. You're getting sleepy. You know, and they're, oh, that would never happen to me. I could never be hypnotized. What's your response to that?
Well, the whole thing's a voluntary process anyway. And if you're working with someone to achieve, which, by the way, they're paying for, buy-in to the ultimate objective of what you want to achieve. And by part of that also is explaining the process and what it is and what it isn't. But the whole adoptive process, if someone says, hypnotize me, you're absolutely right. Why should I even try? Why should I even bother? Because there are clients out there that want to use you to help you, help themselves achieve their own objectives. And unfortunately, perception tends to be based on hypnosis, which is a totally different technique to clinical hypnotherapy. They share the same things, that is, whereupon the perception there is at the stage hypnotist in control, going under, but wanting to realize that it's a show, it's an illusion. And what the stage hypnotist does, he weeds out people that aren't very suggestible. Not suggestible subjects out there that will do, you know, will do whatever he asks of them, because they're putting on a show. So the whole thing's functional. But it's not a power struggle. You've been hypnotized me, this and that and the other. And you don't actually hypnotize anybody, because actually, at the end of the day, it's an internal state of self-hypnosis. And hypnosis is based on physical mental relaxation. So if someone's too afraid to relax, Well, that's their problem, not mine.
No. But I don't think the idea is, what does it feel like to be under hypnosis? It doesn't feel like anything. It feels exactly like if you were driving your car or watching TV or reading a good book, being so absorbed in your book that you don't, you know, the television or people talking to you. That's what it feels like. It doesn't mean you're going anywhere. Nothing is happening to you. You're not snapping your fingers and you're falling asleep. It's not like that at all. It's really just having a deep relaxation, laying back, sitting back, closing your eyes, and just listening to the suggestion. And you've all heard of what you believe you can conceive. It's exactly this. It's a voluntary process that you commission yourself to be involved in, saying, I want to lose weight through hypnosis. And so if you say, I'm going to lose weight through hypnosis, then you will. You won't relax.
We engage trance state every day. We drive a car, we emotional, but in a therapeutic setting, you're doing it through the means to an end. But there's one thing you see, it's the language. When people say going under,
right,
means under someone's influence, trained by Bill Boyne. You always used to say, never use the word you go into.
Right.
I remember this 20 years on, because under is very derogatory. You are under something, you are under somebody's influence. You're not under anyone's influence. You're just engaging a natural process based on physical and mental relaxation to be able to realign the emotional energies you have and go to the right side of the brain. So it's a perfectly natural, it's a natural state.
Yeah, what's happening is we're just getting the conscious brain to move over and stopping the process of reaching the subconscious brain, which is the one that's going to help. So we re-engage the conscious to do something else, and we're hitting on the subconscious. Nothing that you're not hearing. There's nothing there. We're not saying anything that is, what's the word I'm looking for, Sam?
Derogatory, you cannot engage in hypnotherapy. You cannot give suggestions that are against somebody's system.
Right.
If anything is against their belief system, they'll come out of trance state. Trance state itself is a contract of trust between two people. It's a dynamic. It's an art form. It's you working with somebody else to engage trance state, to act the subconscious, to actually get the results. The whole thing is a cognitive process, and trance state itself is based on trust. You know, the person is working with you, they do trust to allow trance state to occur. Without the state of trust, you won't have trance state. The whole thing is a contrast.
Now, you've been doing this for over 20 years. You've probably seen a lot of people and seen a lot of hypnotists, people who call themselves hypnotherapists. How can people choose the right person, Sam? How to know that they have a real hypnotherapist, who's not a staged hypnotherapist, or somebody who this morning said, you know what, I think I'm a hypnotist now?
Unfortunately, you've got, you know, people can call themselves that because it's not regulated. What you need to do, first off, check somebody out. If you want to see a local hypnotist, not smoking, whatever, check to see, first of all, check them on their website. If you've got a website, that would tell them they're not running it as a business, because it's not like a website. They're not investing in the website, not in the business. That would tell me they haven't got much throughput. They're not seeing enough people. If they're not seeing enough people, then their expertise is not going to be very good. So you need to see a busy hypnotherapist, because that'll be the person's skill set. So check them out on the website. What to look for on the website is who's in them and that the training's accredited. And the training's been accredited, in other words, great associations have acknowledged it as being suitably professional. With that accreditation, they're not going to get into it, which means they've got insurance cover. But all these things should be on their website and easy for you to check out. If somebody hasn't got identity, don't go anywhere near them. If they haven't been trained, don't go anywhere near them. If they haven't got a website, I'd ask why. I mean, all businesses have websites. Why haven't they got a website? If you're doing it part-time, I think twice about it. If you're doing it as a hobby, what you need to see is a professional who does it full-time as a living, and the professionals that do it full-time as a living are a breed apart from everyone else.
Sam, you've been doing this for a long time. So about what year do you think you used to see weight loss subjects? Like, when did it start to kind of switch, or the kinds of people who came to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you see in the beginning, you know, to what you're seeing now? And when did weight loss really become an issue for hypnotherapists?
Well, when I was trained in Los Angeles, we were training for eclectic, so covered a wide range of emotional issues and covered basics such as smoking and weight loss. When I qualified 20 years ago, mainly a lot of people came to see you for smoking, but now it's much more based. In fact, the number one booking for smoking now is anxiety.
Right.
Far more common now. 20 years ago, it wasn't, so maybe that's a reflection of the, you know, society today. As for weight loss, weight loss has been constant. It's been one of the most bigger bookings.
But has it become more prevalent, like in the last 5 years, over 10 years ago, or like when did it really start to?
It stayed constant. And weight loss
really?
Stayed constant. Yeah. What the bookings that have really taken off the last few years,
anxiety and sex. You said right? Sexual functioning.
Yeah, because what happens when people are anxious, it affects their lives in many areas.
Right.
And on that side of it, on the sexual side, it affects it as well.
You know, people, you know, can you blend the tapes? Absolutely. Sure you can. You know, if you're anxious, if you're like me, I'm an eater. So if I get anxious or I get upset, I eat. You know, people like my mother, they stop eating. So it would benefit me then to have a relaxation tape that addresses my anxiety so that I would stop eating.
Yeah, and relaxation is very, very, is a great curative in itself because not many people relax or have forgotten how to relax or they become so anxious, the anxiety is a habit, and it's what we call anxiety syndrome because they get anxious about being anxious and they're anxious and they're anxious because anxiety is a normal state. And if you can introduce some very powerful relaxation of mental level for them. The relaxation on its own without the positive suggestions is a great, great curative. A lot of people have forgotten to relax or their own antidepressants which just, you know, knock them out. They don't do it to help. They just mask things.
So
the
relaxation
is not powerful.
You know, what you just said about that state of always being in a state of anxiety and then without it, you feel anxious because wondering what's missing. You know, you're so used to it. That's hilarious.
And the anxiety gets displaced. It finds somewhere to go. So people get anxious about a number of things or they become phobic, whatever. But anxiety becomes their normal state, but it's not a natural state. They're born anxious. They weren't born that way. A natural state is the facts. And when someone's relaxed, you actually see the real person. It's not uptight. You don't. You just see the person that's stressed and anxious.
Do you have any interesting stories of clients who lose weight, people who never thought they would lose weight, people who tried to lose weight?
I set out a program for where I start. Tell them how the process will work and what to expect. And what I look for is somebody with sticking power to stick at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, weight loss clients have come to a time of life and they've got to do something. And they've made that decision. Now, some people get fat and they've been thinking, well, it's too late now. I'll just stay down and can't do anything about that. But what you do is map out a program, give them realistic goals and aims, get them into the rhythm as quickly as you can. Not when I say get into the rhythm, they're losing a lot of weight quickly, but they're actually losing some weight slowly, but they're in the rhythm. Once into a rhythm, that's the most important thing. Because most I see have tried every diet under the sun. They've tried the Cambridge diet, they've tried the high protein diet, the low protein diet, the high fat diet, the low fat diet. They've tried the seafood diet, the Atkins diet, juice diet. They've tried every diet under the sun, and it hasn't worked. When they come to me, it's the last resort. Therefore, it's very important that they can lose something for 3 sessions. Psychologically, they go, "Wow, I can actually do it. I can actually do it." Because for years and years and years, they're on the scales and nothing.
Right. showing them success. Success in more than just losing weight is showing them they can do something. Have you ever had a couple come to you at the same time?
Yeah, husband and wife, yeah. They're doing it together, and that's quite common at all. And the good thing about that is that they're supporting each other. So away from here, they're helping each other. That's good because, you know, they're eating healthier foods and they're getting into their lifestyle and things like that. Be doing it together, as opposed to one doing it on their own, and the other one not really bothered. So yeah, I get a couple things together. Yeah, it's not.
I think it's one of your successful people that you treated was a pilot, and I think they went in those planes that didn't have engines. What are those called?
Jets.
Gliders or something. So he had to really make sure he was overweight. His plane was going to go down, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was. He owns his own school of microlights. He and his partner got so big that they weren't able to actually get up with the students to be with them to fly the microlights. So they had to do some weight with the business. So you could say they were highly motivated.
Highly motivated. Exactly.
They lost the weight, and also they packed up one of them smoking. He packed that up as well. So
he lost like 14 pounds very quickly, didn't he?
He lost 14 pounds, I think, when it was, but it was still gradual. But it's only a couple of, it's less than a month, so it's not that long. He lost it, and as far as I know, he's happily ever after, nice and slim.
I wanted to say something to everybody. You might sit there and think, well, you know, I really want to lose more than 2 pounds a week. And that's all well and good, and we've given you the reasons why you should lose, 1 to 2 weeks rather than try to lose, 10 in a week. But same time, if you 5 months, gave yourself the 4 months or 5 months to lose 2 pounds a week, then you would have lost 40 pounds at the end of 5 months instead of not losing anything at the end of 5 months. So really... Yeah, or you could have put it on and doubled weight. So by just using hypnosis and now the hypnosis, with the coaching, this amazing opportunity with Positive Meltdown to really do something good for yourself easily, effortlessly, flexibly, from the comfort of your home to, just call in. And cheaply, because honestly, you do this stuff on a one-to-one, you could be paying $700-$800, for a session. Where, with the group, man, we just brought it right. It's just actually, it's incredible. I'm just amazed at it. So, if you want to know about Positive Meltdown, you can, write to me, Coach Picasso at simpatico.ca. But more than that, I would. If you have thought about losing weight and have tried everything and are at your wit's end and you really, really don't think that you can do this, we guarantee it. This is it. We're going on air here. We're saying we guarantee that we can help you lose weight. We guarantee it.
It's a fantastic package because no one else out doing dual coaching, left brain, right brain, as well as the hypnotherapy sessions, Frank, you'll put together a coaching package. To help you every step of where you want to go. So the perfect wrapper to the hypnotherapy sessions, incorporating left and right brain, it's unbeatable.
Well, yeah, we're not just going to talk about your weight loss. We're going to talk about what's going to happen after you lose weight because you're going to be a different person. You're going to be somebody who's going to have lots of confidence, who wants to do things with their life, somebody who wants to get out there and strut their And so, you need to be become accustomed to that as well. You're going to look at new goals that don't include goals because we're already working on the food. Sam's working on your food goals. I'm going to help you work on other goals, which is fantastic. And it's just, you're just going to be this amazing, extraordinary person. And I'm so thrilled to be a part of this. I can't tell you how excited I am. And it worked for me. It's worked for me. I've lost 12 pounds. And I know that there's been many a time that if I didn't have the hypnosis there to help me, I would have gone off track And that is the truth. At the beginning when I did hypnosis, I got a little scared because I didn't want to eat at all. And so I cut back on it until I found myself having the perfect, I guess, rhythm, what I like to eat, the quantity that felt good for me, and the way that was happening for me, that worked out really well. So not only am I, a coach, I'm a client. It's like the hair club guy.
A lot of people doing hypnotherapy out there, a lot of people doing coaching, but no one's doing a combined package.
And no one's doing it online.
Online. You don't have to tell people that. You're bringing it in to your home or your study room or to your computer in front of you.
Yeah.
You don't even go anywhere. So, what could be easy to tune in and getting this high level professional coaching.
The beautiful part is that the more you do it, the better it works. Of course, you're a little anxious the first time. You don't know what's going to happen. You're afraid. What's that state going to feel like? What's it going to? I fall asleep. Then I wake up at the right moment when I'm supposed to, and that's okay. It's still working, and it will work for you as well. But the more you do it, the more effective it becomes because you start to believe the story. That's what it's about. It's about your story, how you view yourself, your subconscious, what your subconscious says. When you tell people, I'm a fat person, you are reinforcing you are a fat person, and there's no way that fat person in that subconscious is going to lose weight. But when you view yourself as a thin person or someone who is losing weight, somebody who is in the process of losing weight, then that's different. Your subconscious says, I can release this because we're no longer a fat person. We are a thin person who is releasing weight. And that's a very important distinction.
Yeah. We've got the conscious and subconscious working together. And that's what happens. It doesn't happen when people diet. The conscious and the subconscious. The subconscious feels like eating. So what happens if you have willpower is feeling will always win. But if you can bring the two together and get them both working on the side, then you get positive results. And the beautiful thing with the program is that you only have to do it once. You won't get the yet effect. You won't have to keep coming back. You won't have to diet. You can work safely, naturally, and you get results.
I like that part, naturally. There's no pills. There's no surgery, there's no diet, there's no nothing. You don't give up anything that you want to give up. You can have absolutely everything. You just have a little less of it. You know what to eat. We don't need to tell you that, but you don't have to diet. No more dieting. Have quantities that you know are good for you, smaller quantities. If you want to exercise, of course it's going to help you. We can help you with that. We have tracks to help exercise, tracks to give you more energy, tracks to make you less tired, all that stuff. You've got tracks to make you a better athlete, but that's up to you. That's another conscious decision that you want to become a person now who exercises. That's a new belief. That's a new one that we can instill in you. So not only are you a person who thin, now you're a person who exercises. These are two new things about yourself. You can become a person with confidence. We've got tracks for that. So all of these things are building into you becoming the person that you really want to be. And hypnosis can help you do that. I love the fact that it is natural. I love the fact there's no diets or pills or surgeries or anything that hurt you or harm you. It is just you doing it for you. That's amazing.
Safe, control, and effective.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Safe, natural, effective.
And flexible, because you do it on your own. You do it when you feel like doing it. You can listen to a tape whenever you want, or you can call in and listen to us and have us talk to you live. And even if you bought a hypnotic track, it still comes with a guarantee, and it comes with live help. So if you ever find that you're not, getting results, give us a call. Anytime.
Yeah, there's a stick point. There'll always be somebody who will be able to answer that question and be able to guide you through that point, because it's all part of the package, what the package is about. It's not about leaving it out there on your own. It's about if you buy into the package, there'll be someone there to answer a query, to be able to help you, guide you, and assist you for as long as there's no limit. It's not like you only have 10 calls or 5 emails. It's unlimited. That's just part of the deal. But the whole thing is designed to work.
I think that's fantastic, because I don't know of anybody else that does that. It just proves that, you're a charlatan. You're not somebody who's out to scam anybody. You are there to sincerely help people lose weight. The fact that you're available almost 24 hours is proof of that, you stay behind your product. And, now we're going into the live, but we're just talking about the tape version. But, the live is the same. We're there to help people. We're there to give you assistance between the weeks as well. So no hesitancy on your part.
If you get as a group, you've got the interaction, and you've got bonding and doing it as one great big team, and the one supporting each other, and doing group support away from the sessions to touch, help each other. So it can work very well on a group basis, because you've got all that, you've got your own support group the minute you kick on.
That's it.
As well as the coaching. So
again,
it's a cool, complete package.
Yep. Again, what's going to happen to you? Well, you're going to get increased energy, your blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar are going to go down, your aches and pains are going to go down, you have new mobility and breathing problems are better, your sleep apnea is going to go away, you'll have more restful sleep, you'll reduce your risk of diabetes, type 2, prevent angina, reduce your risk of coronary artery disease. All of these things are going, and that's just on 10%. That's just on losing 10% of your weight. Imagine, if you actually lost what you need to lose. Incredible. Incredible.
Just think how good it feels if you can get back into your old boots, back into your old skirts. If you can go on holiday and feel quite comfortable swimming around in a pair of swimming trunks, not having to cover your body because you're ashamed of it and everything else like that. Just go on holiday and relax, enjoy yourself, get into those suits and trousers now, sort of hanging up there and, getting mothballs and dust and getting out. Just think how good you'd feel if you get back into them again, the way you used to be able to.
That's the thing. I mean, it's not just about losing weight. It's about your self-esteem and how it snowballs. And what, when you feel good about how you look, you're going to, go into a job interview or go someplace and feel a lot better about who you are. So you have increased confidence and you're able to, go after the things that you really wanted to do instead of, standing back and hiding behind whatever you were behind because you were embarrassed about how you looked or about, something about yourself. Snowballs. It snowballs and you just become this almost amazing new person. So don't not do this. That's backward English, pigeon English, but give yourself a shot. Give it one more chance. I know you've done it 100 times. Do it 100 times. Give yourself the shot. Just do it one more time and look up Positive Meltdown, because we are there to help you lose weight and feel better about yourself.
I've done it 100 times, but now is the time to do it. It works.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been Mission Unstoppable. You stay unstoppable. This is the Unstoppable Coach, Frankie Picasso. My guest this evening has been master hypnotherapist, Mr. Sam Weller, noted British hypnotherapist. And we see you next week, Wednesday, on Psychobabble Together, but more. I will see you next Tuesday and Thursday on Mission Unstoppable. You take care now. Have yourself a fantastic day or evening, no matter where you are in the world, and I will be talking to you soon. Stay unstoppable. Good night, y'all. Night, Sam. Bye-bye.
Good night. Night.
Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following messages comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. Proud to support the many Texas businesses who make safety their number one priority in the workplace. More information about safety-focused workers' comp available at WorkSafeTexas.com.